I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Alex Neil reveals a vital secret about Norwich's weekly game of hide and seek.
There's no hiding place in this changing room.
Declan Runt has seen a glimpse of Ryan Bennett's new hall to push people into, and boy is he excited.
Oh, it's massive.
But tell us more about the hall, Declan.
Probably wouldn't want to be in there.
More yellow and green than a Christmas tree with Dan's piss on it. This is the Little Yellow Bird Podcast.
Hello. And welcome to the 15th episode of the Little Yellow Bird Podcast. Can you imagine that?
I'm not just imagining it, I'm living it.
You're living it. My name is John Rogers, and I am here with Dan
Brigham.
Because Dan is the man, and he knows the plan. What is the plan today's, Dan?
Oh, we're going to talk about football.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Norwich.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Everton.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Man United
coming
up.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to do Dan versus John.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Have you got a question for me yet?
Oh.
We're also going to maybe talk about a bit of transferage.
And we've also got a fantastic conversation about breaking, punching people in the face, breaking bones in the face.
Pushing people.
Pushing people with Claire.
Our token female.
Our token female. Mm. Who is a certain female who we taught. Don't know my voice is doing that for no reason why. So shall we start the fun and games with...
And I think we should dedicate this podcast to Ricky Van Wilswinkle, who has scored a goal today.
We think it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But it would look like he was going to pass, hit his other foot,
yeah.
Went in the middle of the goal, that sort of thing. Then they told him, you're actually shooting that way, Ricky, and he was all right with it. So here we go. This is home and away.
Norwich City games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
So what the earth happened against Everton at home? We only did a hell of a draw. How did we get that draw?
Well, we lost 1-0 and then we won 1-0 and finished 1-1.
Well, you say that, but we actually did do that. So what are you saying?
I'm saying that if we'd won both halves 1-0, we would have won 2-0.
It's getting a bit complicated for me now.
Mm.
But did you enjoy the football?
It was always a good game against Everton.
Oh, I've got a
it?
Good thing for you.
It's always good. What?
This is good. You like this?
Is it football related?
It was, yeah. It was about Norwich and it was about that game related. It was the first time something happened ever on Saturday at 12:45. Something happened the first time ever. What was that thing?
Someone left their hand on your seat as you sat down and grabbed the bottom. You found yourself at home instead of at the ground? I don't know. Tell me.
It was the first ever BT Sport game with Norwich on it.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why Jake Humphrey was
Jake.
Frothing himself at the hip.
Up the what?
Off the hip.
All right, then. Yeah, he was there, wasn't he?
He was. He was presenting. Ooh. Do you hear that?
The sirens going.
Sirens going outside. Yeah. Do you think they found us?
The Jake alarm.
Yeah. So, We played all right the second half, didn't we?
I think. Very good second half.
We
not
should
as
have
good
won
as
it.
We were second half.
We should have won it, but there was like a really difficult chance that someone missed. I can't remember who or why. It doesn't really matter. But probably Graben, wasn't it? It must have been Graben. Was it Graben? Yeah, it was Graben. Graben missed a hell of a chance in the second half, and we didn't go on to capitalise with our performance.
Do you think you would have scored that Cameron Jerome chance?
I think I would have scored that Cameron Jerome chance.
Do you think yourself with only one leg would have scored it?
I think myself with no legs would have scored it.
Do you think yourself with no legs and someone else using your legs as a kind of a hockey stick would have scored it?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
too.
What I was looking for.
Yeah. In fact, they could have just placed it in.
Yeah.
Like a forward defence in cricket.
They could have picked it up and threw the ball in the goal.
Yeah, that would have been handball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was horrible, once you've got no hands. It was a horrible miss.
It was a shame. I did something I've never done before.
Cried into your... No, you've done that plenty.
I collapsed to my knees. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah. Because I thought it was going in. I did like a little rainbow of like a collapse. I've got a seat. I haven't got... I've got an aisle next to me. So I went up. I went, and went straight down to my knees. And I realised my knees were getting wet because it's a bit rainy.
I did that when we scored at Millennium Stadium against Birmingham. I had an aisle next to me and bled my elbow for the rest of the
You elbowed the floor?
I elbowed the floor and my mate landed on top of me, scraped it on a step and was bleeding all the way through extra time and penalties as well.
Worth it though, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Good days.
Bleeding all the way back on the M4 as well.
Oh yeah.
Yes, but that was a horrible miss. What's worse, his miss against them, Everton, West Ham, against Southampton or against Stoke?
I would say Graben versus Crystal Palace.
Yeah, that was bad too. As was
that was the worst miss.
Because
it was 2 yards out.
Yeah, but it was diving across for it.
Yeah, and he put it on the from 2 yards out and he put it on the post. No shit, bullshit.
Well, that's what Jerome did against Southampton and put it wide.
I don't remember that.
You wouldn't, would you?
Wait, what? Away at Southampton?
We were 0-0. It was 0-0.
Cross the header?
No, cross from the right run in front of the goalkeeper, cross 6 yard box. Jerome dived in.
Don't remember it. Couldn't happen. Bullshit. So what are you saying then? Cameron is shit and never play for Norwich again. We should boo him.
No,
every
he
time
was
come.
Good, apart from that. And we wouldn't have got the corner that led to the goal if it hadn't been for his pace and persistence. And I agree. And I think Neil was right to play him because Norwich, Everton had really struggled against teams who break with pace.
Pace with
West Ham, Bournemouth and Palace had got draws against them using lots of pace. And that's what Norwich did with Brady, or tried to do with Brady, Redmond and Cameron Jerome. So I think it was fair enough picking him, but my God, what a horrible miss.
There was a three, or I think it was about a 3-on-2 late on the seat in the game when Cameron Jerome's in the middle. Nathan Redmond had the ball on the right-hand side. Just a simple cross the area pass, and it was... And Cameron Jerome would have missed it anyway, so it doesn't matter, but it was still...
Redmond selflessly made sure the pass was too near to the keeper than not to put the pressure on Cameron Jerome to score.
And that's the sort of teamwork we need in this team.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that Neil has instilled in the team.
Yeah.
Selfless player like that. Redmond was a bit poop, wasn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He hasn't played since... He started the season incredibly.
Yeah.
And he's kind of drifted away a little bit. He doesn't look himself. He doesn't look happy. I don't see him as a happy chappy anymore.
Well, he started quite well. He had that shot. He cut inside and jiggled around and had that shot that just
went
over.
Yeah, he did.
So he started.
And he got a very good round of applause from Alex Neil for that.
Did he?
Yeah. And Alex doesn't applaud much. I'll keep an eye. Every time there's a chance, I always look, just my eyes dart to Alex Neil to see what he's saying or doing. Normally, he kind of puts his hand in his head, walks away, talks to the bench. But this time, he clapped.
Hmm. So anyway, lots of negativity about some reason.
Yeah, there is a bit.
Now, we are in the bottom three, so which is where many of us expected to be at some point in the season anyway. Newly promoted side, one of the smaller teams in the league.
Yep.
Can't spend an awful lot of money, rather. But our last three home games, we've beaten Swansea and drawn with two informed teams, Arsenal and Everton. So home form's okay, and we're picking up points against decent teams like Everton and Arsenal. It's not quite as shitty as a lot of people seem to want to make out.
I mean, Bournemouth have been in the bottom three since the season started. They suddenly got two wins, against two very good teams, Chelsea-ish and Man United. And suddenly they're like, they're clear now. They'll be safe for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Two wins, two games. What's that? We can do that. Although I did see the stat online that Norwich... It's been like 53 games since we put two wins together.
That must be in our 10-game unbeaten run under Hughton, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Probably not. Because
we won two in a row then.
Did we?
Yeah.
So there we go. That's a worry, isn't it?
Long old time.
It's 53 games.
Yeah, but then we've had a really tough run of fixtures. But, you know, and Watford away, they're seventh now in the league, aren't they? Which,
yep.
It's, you know, we're playing good sides. Watford at home, if we'd lost 2-0, you could have understood the huge amount of negativity. But as we said last week, Watford are very good at home. They've beaten lots of decent sides at home this season.
So why aren't we beating decent sides at home this season?
Well, two things, isn't it? Silly individual errors still, and not having,
oh, sorry.
Not having a clinical finisher.
It's a bit sad.
But it's good to see Norwich go back to sort of Neil's attacking instincts.
Yep.
People say, oh, we were negative in the first half. No, we were just shit in the first half.
Yep.
We were set up to attack, and we did that for the first 10, 15 minutes. And he didn't change anything at the break, tactically, and we came out and attacked as we did against Arsenal. So and we'll create chances like that.
Who was your man of the match?
Declan Rudd.
We haven't talked about him.
No, we haven't.
Two fantastic saves.
Three.
I can't remember the third one, but he did two I can remember.
Yeah, when he came out for Gareth Barry in the second half as well, when he smothered it.
Yeah, but fucking I could come out for Gareth Barry.
would you come out for Gareth Barry?
I'd come out for Gareth Barry.
He's the same age as you, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah,
34. Yeah. He's got a fat ass on him, I'll tell you that.
Only one man has run more than covered more ground than him this season. Guess who it is?
James Milner.
No.
Ah.
Guess who it is?
Wait. I know this. Alex Tetti.
No.
Wait. Johnny Howson.
No.
Ian McKellen.
He has played with Johnny Howson. Erotically.
Is he a Leeds player?
No. In the Premier League.
Oh. Oh, Gary Hooper.
No.
Hilarious.
Gary Hooper.
Go on.
Andrew Sermon.
Really?
There you go.
You wouldn't think that, would you?
I mean, he has to, I suppose, because he's pretty much the only holding midfielder Bournemouth use.
But
he sits deep, doesn't he? So
that's interesting, that is. You wouldn't think that a defensive midfielder would run a lot, really.
No, you'd think they'd just sort of...
Just shepherd.
Sweep across the pitch.
Sweep and shepherd.
Yeah, but he's... Well, Bournemouth press and Harry, don't they? So he's...
The impressive.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. That was cool. So there we go. That was good. I think we covered everything quite a bit there.
Do you want to talk about Ruddy or not?
No.
No?
Nothing to talk about.
Okay.
He punched him in the face recently.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I don't
think it was on purpose.
Well, apparently, anyway, the video doesn't show him punch someone in the face, but it does show the aftermath of what is allegedly a punch in the face.
Yeah, I don't think the Sun would lie either.
No. I don't lie, do they?
No. Which, what do you think about that, by the way?
I thought
we need to talk about it.
Yeah, John Ruddy was a pillock for doing that.
He's going to kick your fucking face in. Do you know that?
Though. He's going to punch my face in.
Yeah, that's
he's going to lead the kick into Gary O'Neill. And I can understand.
Oh,
if he's 17 or 18, you can get away with it. But if he's a footballer or not, you've got to be embarrassed by yourself if you're getting in a drunken fight at the age of 29. It's just a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
I've never been in a drunken fight, and I'm 34.
That's right. You can start one tonight if you want.
I will.
It was embarrassing. Although the protection that those girls gave him afterwards, what were they saying?
Don't leave it here, John.
It's not worth it, John.
Which is like the kind of the core sentence you always go to in that situation.
It's a cliche sentence, isn't it? Yeah. But if we sign them, maybe we can get a clean sheet at Old Trafford because
I would.
They protected John Ruddy better than our defence have this season.
Thank you very much. How long have you been? You got any others?
I tweeted that one the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah.
I think about punching the. Maybe he thought it was someone was being cross, so he thought it to punch him.
Yeah.
Instead of catching him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Footballing. Footballs. Tombland. The one thing I got a bit angry about, one, it was called Iceman. What's that about? Which makes me think it's an inside job. Because who knows he's called Iceman?
Yeah, maybe. What do you mean an inside look?
Well, I know. Maybe Declan Red putting it out there.
Yeah, maybe.
I've got me old arse on the seat. Let's try and
the other thing, the fact they spelled Tombland with two words.
Two words, yeah. Tombland. Whoa.
Steady now. That's not how we roll in Norwich.
It's not, is it?
Tombland.
There's riots going on in outside the forum right now. They've burnt down the movie shop. That's gone.
So anyway, twat for doing that.
He's going to punch you. I know where he lives.
No, but I know where he lives as well. My mate did his
garden. You know where he lives. You're
my
a freak.
My mate did his garden.
Okay, let's talk about that. So,
very nice man, apparently, but silly man. I mean, if he's emotional about being dropped, don't go out and get pissed in the first place.
Yeah, he is silly.
It's all right being unwell.
I'm sad.
Don't go and get pissed.
I'm more sad about angry. It's like, just because he's a Premiership footballer, punches man in face. He's just a man and a man. I would get angry at anyone. If it was a cleaner punching someone in the face, I'd get angry. Yeah. If it was a McDonald's worker, I'd get punched in the face, I'd get angry. If it was a punching you in the face, I'd get McDonald's and get angry. Basically, I don't know what I'm talking about.
That would be funny, though. Yeah, so you'd have good. To do a little jump to yeah. punch people, wouldn't
he? I fucking haven't.
Anyway, so yes.
There we go, that's it. So, talking of punching people in the face, when you get punched in the face, what do you need?
Hand
after about an hour and a half after
bag of peas
yeah and you think actually no this is not good, I need something else, I need a
maybe
profession.
Go to the hospital and get an x-ray,
yeah, because we have got an x-ray specialist on the line for us.
That's what they're called,
x-ray specialist, yeah. And her name is Claire, and she is this week's token female.
Now
it's time for Token Female. Yes. So today's Token Female is a repeater. And I don't mean
Wind
something, one. Yeah, or something on UK Gold. Does that even exist anymore? Probably not. Which We've one? Got Claire with us. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm back. Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Are you in London? Yes.
I am in London. That is where I live.
Ipswich playing London today, aren't they?
Are they?
I know. I've just realised that, and I said I didn't realise, and now I'm going to have to hold my breath.
Oh, satirical. So you've come back because you liked last time. True or false?
Yeah, of course. It's
was
fun.
It because you felt like you didn't give a fair representation of yourself?
I do a bit, and also I didn't get to speak to you, Dan. So
oh, you didn't, did you? Oh, no. I forgot about that. I was in London last time. We did it over Skype.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like I should, yeah, do another one.
Okay, so thank you very much.
What?
Oh, for coming back.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
We scared all the others off.
True. So what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about Norwich City Football Club. Is that all right with you?
That is fine. It's a good subject.
Did you come to the last game, which is against Everton?
I did.
What do you think?
Open question.
Well, the first half was utterly horrific. And awful.
Did you boo Claire?
And they have booed. Yes.
Did you really?
We've got a booer.
Yes. I've been, yeah.
Can you give
I
us a boo?
I don't disagree with the grumbling at half time.
What sort of boo was it? It was like, boo, or like a boo.
Yeah, but that's what boo is, isn't it? It's just like a
That's not a boo. That's a bad farm animal.
I think a lot of it is that. It's just people sort of going, rather
that's
than actually
kind of
booing.
A Fred shrug, that, isn't it?
That's the noise of a man going into a furniture shop, that is. Oh.
Can you give us the boo you would have done? Can you replicate it?
I might have actually properly booed. I might have gone boo.
Now, can we just talk about that? It's really interesting. Why did you feel the need to boo? What do you think helped?
Because they were awful.
Yeah, but so what does that say? Do you think they didn't know it was awful?
Well, if I was doing my job that badly, someone would tell me. And we cannot go onto the pitch and say, hey,
yeah, you're a nurse, though, aren't you?
No, she's not a nurse. She's I know this one. It's an x-ray lady.
Oh, okay.
Radiologist, yes.
A what, sorry? Yeah. You broke up.
Radiologist, is it?
Radiographer.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got it? Okay. So I think we do pay the money to watch. It's an entertainment at the end of the day, and that was not in any way acceptable, what we saw in the first half. They weren't trying. That's what we don't accept, isn't it?
Dan's
we don't mind if they're just generally being beaten because they're not as good as the other side, as long as they look like they're putting the effort in.
Dan's ready to go mental at you already.
Everyone else were not. They were sloppy, they were lazy, they weren't playing with any urgency. Tetti just seemed to want to slow everything right down. And I just hated everything. The first 10 minutes was okay. After that, it was awful.
Did you?
So the
you
booing...
Sorry, carry on. With... Interrupting your rant here.
I'm ranting. I feel quite strongly about this booing argument, that's why.
Yeah,
I know
you got
hate. You hate it.
Did you see that Jamie Vardy thanked all of the Leicester fans for not booing last season when they were crap?
Yeah, well,
and that all the cheering at half-time, even when they were rubbish, helped.
What are we supposed to do after that, watching that first half, though? Sit silently? Because I personally think that's worse.
Go for a wee. Packet of crisps.
Go for a wee. Well, I did that as well. You booed on the way.
I'm going to say, this podcast is taking a turn for the worse now, if we're talking about the toilet habits of our guests.
Turn for the better, you mean, surely?
I just think, I don't think it did them any harm to hear that crowd reaction at half time. It obviously didn't do them any harm. Obviously, Alex Neil's WeChat at half time probably helped an awful lot. And that booing may have inspired some of the talk. And
I'd like to think that maybe Neil sat there at half time just booing in their faces.
Well, mate, you don't know.
No tactical maybe suggestion, just boo!
Yeah, maybe that's what it does.
When you said WeChat, do you think he was talking about there's a girl up there, she's having a piss right now, son? Do you think that's what it was?
Whilst booing.
Yeah, she's still booing. Look at the CCTV camera, look at her. That sort of thing.
Claire, that's what is WeChat.
Claire, can I get you to say something?
Don't do it. Don't do it, okay? I fell for this, okay?
No.
We're now married. Don't do it.
Can you say for us, he's not worth it, John?
It's not me, by the way.
He's not worth it, John.
It's not worth it, John. Why?
Are you not the Ruddy video? The John Ruddy video. Sorry, yeah. He's not worth it, John. He's not worth it.
Yeah, I was a bit late to that yesterday. Poor old John. He's not having a good time, is he?
Nice to the guy he punched in the face. He's having a really bad time.
Did he actually punch him? He was shoving someone to me. I didn't think he... Did he actually punch him?
Well, apparently he punched him, and then the video starts just after he punched him when he starts shoving him a bit. Yeah.
Basically, the question we want to ask you, Claire, have you ever punched someone in the face?
No.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
No.
Oh. Well, that's about 55 questions we can't ask now.
Maybe by a demented patient, but not on purpose.
Okay, this is a good question. Because you like do x-rays and stuff, technical. Have you ever x-rayed someone who has been punched in the face?
Yes, many times.
Have you? What are you looking for?
Fractured zygoma.
Oh, here we go.
Zygoma? What's the zygoma?
Here we go. I've seen them at the UEA. They were really good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, loads of people. Oh. I don't laugh. Loads of people get punched in.
There we go.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
I've just asked her.
Have you, John?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Really?
You look surprised.
I am surprised.
Can't you tell by my beautiful looks that I've never been punched in the face? You must have been punched in the face.
Twice headbutted, yeah.
Have you? That's not punched, is it?
No, never punched, just headbutted.
Who by?
A couple of random people.
But it's even better.
That is even better.
Yeah. How would that hurt your zygocky monkey? What was it called?
Fractured zygotti?
Zygoma.
Is a zygoma worse if it's punched or headbutted, would you say? Or pushed in a hole by Ryan Bennett?
Well, no, that could kill you. So,
yeah, very good. See, that's why she's on a shit like that. Better than us.
Would you rather be punched in the face by John Ruddy, pushed in a hole by Ryan Bennett, or threatened by Kyle Lafferty on Twitter?
Or kicked by Gary O'Neill?
Oh, what a choice. Oh, my word.
Rank them in order.
Probably punched by Ruddy because he doesn't do that very well.
That's very good, Claire.
You're on fire.
She isn't she? I'll ask her one more question because it's going to get...
What's your favourite moment of 2015 in the football?
I had a question.
Oh, Wembley, obviously.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's boring, isn't
well
it?
Well done.
that'll be the best moment forever.
What was your favourite moment at Wembley, off the pitch?
When I...
Not that you were on the pitch.
Remember that photo I had of me leaping in the air?
What photo is that?
You put it on your little montage thing with your
little
song.
What?
I did, actually. I'm not going to lie.
I love that. That's just the whole day was amazing. It was just, yeah.
We're done
you just
Wembley, though. Get over it. So 2015.
Know, didn't boo then, did you?
The whole Wembley thing ever before, because I didn't really support Norwich.
Whoa, now you bring that bombshell out. What do you mean you didn't? When's the, you're 81, you mean?
Yeah, when was it? 85?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was just thinking my own.
I mean, I was alive and I was...
Well done, you.
I think I was 8, but I was an 8-year-old girl and I didn't like football when I was an 8-year-old girl.
And
I wrote in a book, I hate football. So
oh, no.
Things change somewhat.
8-year-old girls do change.
Thankfully.
Was it that you finally found somewhere where it was safe to boo people in their face and get away with it?
I don't boo very often. I don't go to games just to boo them. It takes a lot for me to boo.
This is the last thing I want to talk about really, really quickly. You and Dan had a Twitter spat, an actual spat between two grown people on social media. What was it about? Who was right? I'm going to say Claire was right.
What was that about?
I don't know. I can't remember. What were you two
Claire right about?
I don't know. I can't remember. You two just said, you two had an argument on Twitter about something.
No, I think this was in your dream.
You did about 10 minutes ago.
No, I said we had a little debate on
Yeah, that's the same thing. Argument.
About Cameron Jerome being crap at putting the ball in the net.
So basically, both, this is how we're going to do it. This is the last thing we're going to talk about on Token Female this week. Dan, you've got four words.
This year, maybe.
Yes, maybe ever. Who knows? This is you've got four words to make your argument against Cameron Jerome. And Claire, get ready, four words for Cameron Jerome, and then I'll decide who the winner is. Go, Dan.
Bradley Johnson finishes better. And he was shit.
Got us promoted.
Cunt.
Of only three.
Okay. That's quite good. That's not good enough, is it? We need a swear word at the end. Just say a swear word, Claire.
I can't swear about Cameron Jerome.
Go on. No, did you swearing at Dan? Got us promotion.
No, I didn't.
Idiot.
You're like that's like your mum swearing.
I can't swear.
Why? What do you mean you can't swear?
Don't swear very often. God. Only when necessary.
Do you?
Just boo at the end then. Just finish with a boo.
Boo.
Well done. Thank you very much, Sinclair. If people want to follow you on Twitter, why would they follow you on Twitter and how would they?
So I'm funny and I know quite a lot about Norwich as well. So
you can't say that. I'm funny.
I'm funny and I know a lot.
Yeah.
I'm right good, me.
All right, thank you, Claire.
You are very good on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
Claire Bear Thomas.
Claire Bear Thomas.
Everyone go follow Claire.
Do it. If you don't, you'll miss out.
Boo.
And she'll boo in your face. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year. Bye.
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 She was funny.
Yeah, wrong about booing and wrong about Cameron Jerome, but she is very funny.
Cheers.
Yeah, you got told off last week at the Alex Neil AGM forum thing for using the C word.
Yeah, I might have.
And you promised that you wouldn't use it again.
Did I promise?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I don't remember that.
You definitely
did. I was so drunk. I wasn't.
You promised, yeah.
No, I'm sorry for saying the C word. Mm. Christmas, wasn't it?
Christmas, yeah.
Sorry.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Hanukkah.
What are we doing next, John?
So we're going to do next a very special little feature called... Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da, are we doing that now? Oh, okay, let me find it.
Don't play all my jingle for a long time. I'll be on the internet doing things.
Okay, top tens.
Top 10 tweets from Norwich City fans of Twitter.
So we asked...
If Norwich's
past week was a song.
Song.
Normally we just ask if the match was a song.
Match.
It was just, shut up. Sorry. But it was a sort of a shameless attempt to get you to give us some John Ruddy fighting songs. And you didn't disappoint either.
Did it do Sunday Night's Alright for Fighting? Has anyone got that in there?
That number 10, Roback at Roback 92. Saturday Night's Alright for Fighting.
That is really weird. I'm like so in touch with these people.
That is a bit weird. You take no notice of these.
Who
number
said that?
Nine, Tim Stevens, who I believe may have won last time. I can't remember.
He did.
Stevens,
that Tim he Stevens was very
88.
Good.
Go, Toto's Hold the Line says it all because we need to do this. Also contains Hold the Line! Advice for Declan Rudd. His love isn't always on time.
Because love isn't always. I'm gonna sing everyone. That'll be good. Who wouldn't want that?
Christopher Keeley at Kiehl's 811, number eight. Scoring seems to be the hardest word by Cameron Jerome.
Seems to be the hardest word.
Oh, number seven from a lady we've just heard from, Claire Bear Thomas.
Ah!
I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy.
Every day I go. Should I do the rap? It feels like yesterday was, I don't know what it is.
Can I'm you do the Coolio one, Gangsta's Paradise?
Yeah, through the whole thing.
Go on. No, don't do the whole thing.
I took a bit of it. To myself. Go on.
Number six, Andrew Brandon at Canigia Scores.
This is a new one.
Jilted John, Ruddy is a Moron. Ooh, a bit harsh, that. I did this really quickly.
Jilted John?
He did Gordon is a Moron.
I don't know that.
Well, I don't know how to sing it either.
So I can't sing it. Good one.
Make it up.
John is a Moron.
Number five, Paul Solomon at Paul Solomon 1.
That's a new one as well, isn't it?
I think so. There's lots of this, by the way.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. I thought there'd no one. I thought, yeah, oh, shit, this is going to be going well.
Like 40 this time.
Wow, thank you, everyone.
Thanks to John Ruddy as well for punching someone in the face and providing so much material.
Should we tell the truth now? It was you, just for the tweets.
Oh, come on. Have you seen how tall the guy was?
That's true, yeah.
Number five, I was on stilts. Number five, Paul Solomon. I sold that already. Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping. Get knocked out, but I get up again. So that's a Ruddy and Delafoe incident.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, though, with that, Delafoe, just to bring it up really quickly, I thought it was a foul. I was a foul.
I have to admit it, I can't remember it very well. People
booed him for the rest of the game. Yeah. And I booed in as well. I joined in as well because it's fun.
Booed?
Yeah, I booed at opposite play. Yeah, it was because it's fun. Just to put him off because he came off. He was shit after that. Yeah, boo! I want to boo someone. I got excited.
You need to sit next to Claire. She can give you some proper booing lessons.
Oh, until I get her booing. I don't even know what that means. That means really. I didn't mean it like that.
Sounds awful.
I'm so sorry.
Number four is someone who's been in the top 10 before is John Punt, who we met last week.
We did.
He introduced himself as
John fucking Punt.
There we go. Yeah, because that's what we normally call him. He's come up with a good one.
I like his name.
Don't Lukaku back in anger. Which is good.
Don't Lukaku.
It would probably be number one
anger.
Apart from the fact it's John fucking Punt.
He was really angry about that, wasn't he?
Was,
I thought he was going to hit me.
He kept asking for stories about his brother as well, who I have been friends with for a long time.
And you didn't have any?
I do have some. I just didn't want to tell him.
All right, okay. Can you tell me after?
I will tell you after. Yeah, there's a really good one. Number three,
is
Andrew
Willy's
Lorne,
again?
Who we also met, actually.
Oh, yeah. Now, his beard and haircut, which was much better than mine, both put together.
Yes.
Looked like he was going to kill me as well. But he came over and he was the nicest man
in
the world.
He was very nice.
And he asked a question in the
John
forum.
John Punt seemed to work together, I believe.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, so I imagine one of them will, Andrew Lorne, will be coming ahead of John Punt now.
Do you think they got a little gardening, like Punt and Lorne?
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Where he kicks up the dirt and then he puts a nice grass down.
And at the end, there's kind of have a knockout style croquet game on the lawn as well.
Where he bottles someone.
Bring on John Ruddy. Number three, Andrew Lorne, Andrew_Lorne. Jerome again naturally, which is Gilbert and Sullivan alone again naturally song. I don't think he googled it.
Fuck yeah!
How can you Google Jerome again naturally?
That doesn't. That's, and you put that over John fucking Punt.
Yeah, just because it's John fucking Punt. Two, Joe Lovell at Joe Lovell.
We have.
I don't know why I put this one.
It's pronounced
two.
Lavelle.
Okay, let's get Ruddy to rumble.
Nice.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's like ready to rumble.
If John Ruddy never gets in goal again, you dick.
I found that funny.
If John Ruddy gets in goal, never gets in goal again, he could start a little touring act, couldn't he? Singing "Let's Get Ruddy to Rumble."
Yeah.
Just he's about to sing, Ryan Bennett can come on stage and shove him into the photographer's pit.
And then he gets out and punches someone in the front row.
And number one.
Da, 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 da. Let me do my fish, my thing.
Finished? Okay. Right, Up on the Roof by Cameron and Jerome, and also Where the Ball Ended Up.
That
very
is
good, Matt Werman.
Genius.
At Matt Werman, that's MATTWORMAN. Go follow him. He did a funny tweet. Thank you, everyone.
I did a look up in hoof pun for a Stoke song once. You ever heard that?
I did hear that. Yeah,
shit in it.
Wasn't as good as that one, was it?
Although my favourite thing was a video because I found loads of pictures of people just looking up at the end, which I found hilarious, and no one else did.
We can edit that bit out. That little story.
So,
You've got to find a question for me now.
Do I fuck? I had one ready.
Did you?
I had one ready. Do you know why? Because this time it's now for... Who cares? Dan takes a swig of his water because he's prepared. What's the score? It's 4-3 to me, isn't it?
I don't know.
It is because I got my mascot question right.
Oh yeah,
I was I blitzed that.
You did. The question was: can you name nine of the 11?
Yeah, I got 10
starting lineup in the game you were mascot for.
I got 10 and two substitutes. And they only had 3 substitutes back then.
Yeah. So, okay. Stop patting you were literally patting yourself on the back then, weren't you?
You know when you were little and you got a little bit of... You got like a square bubble gum and you unwrapped it. And what was inside?
I didn't really have... It gave me ulcers.
What
honestly,
did?
Honestly, sweets give me ulcers.
Oh, God. You're such a little git, weren't you, on your little...
Git?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't have a sweet. It gives me ulcers.
They just gave me ulcers.
So. Yeah, what a knob you were. But you're right, little nerdy little git, weren't you?
I was a little librarian at primary
school. Oh, God.
This is how I got into football.
Heroin.
I happened to be playing football one lunchtime for some reason. I hated it. And then I scored a goal and everyone jumped on top of me and celebrated me. And I realised that was a way of making friends.
Oh, God.
When I was about 5.
I wondered why you jumped on me the first time you saw me. So, no, well, think about it. Maybe everyone knows this. What did you used to get in little bubble?
I honestly don't know.
Like inside it was a little pitcher and you used to put it on your skin and put water on top of it.
I didn't do that.
What were they called?
I don't know. I didn't do
those
that.
Those little pitchers, you put them on skin, put water, wait ages.
Oh, well, and something tattooed.
Peel them off. Yeah, but they were called transfers. So, this...
Smashy and nicey link.
From the 1st of July.
July the 1st.
1st of July, yep. 2015, we made... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 outgoing transfers. I want you to name 7 of them.
9 outgoing transfers.
Yeah.
And not on loan. These are...
No, not on loan. Just like gone from the club.
Oh, wow.
Forever.
Fuck.
It's a good one, isn't it?
9. Doesn't feel like we've cleared out 9.
Oh, yeah.
Players.
You're going to have to go back. One. I don't think you'll get 1 of them.
9. Okay. Bradley... Obviously, Johnson.
Yeah, 1.
Shit, I'm struggling now.
No, can't think. You're good at this. You'll be good at this. Come on, think.
Oh, shit. What's his name? Goalkeeper. Fuck. Oh, where is he now? Oh, there's a goalkeeper. I'll put his name down. Didn't he get done for speeding, this goalkeeper? Or was he still there, Keane? There's another one. Nash. Carlo Nash.
No.
Oh, that was longer ago, wasn't it? Is there a goalkeeper on there?
Yeah, there's a goalkeeper on there. I think it's... What? Yeah, it's 1 goalkeeper on there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's... shit. Yeah, go back to goalkeeper.
Good man. 1, 2, 3, 4 defenders.
Okay, so there's Ignatius Miguel.
No, well done, mate. Yep, well done. 2.
There's... I'm really struggling with this.
It's quite a good one. You'll kick yourself on some of them, I think.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Damn it,
you got 10 seconds left. What was that?
My phone.
Why? I also read it out loud. Read the text message out loud.
Not the last time, mate.
People don't know.
Yeah, can I just explain last time?
No. Come on, carry on.
Okay, so there's left back's gone out, and I can't think of his sodding name. Oh, everything's just
Rick.
Gone.
Did you say Rick?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I think you said Rick.
I can't think of his sort of name.
Which other left back called Rick?
Adam Drury.
That's 2 gone. You got 1 more left.
What?
You said Adam Drury.
No, I didn't say Adam Drury.
You just did then.
So the big tall lad we had in the back, we didn't sign him on... This is permanent signings, right? Who since gone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or like, yeah, players who have been in the team.
Okay.
Or... In the youth team. Ah! I'd love to say the penny dropped, but you looked at me even more confused. Oh, come on.
No, I don't know. Can I just...
Right, what do you put, what do women wear on the top of their head? They put their hair into a...
Oh, right. So Mark Button.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because this is pathetic.
Yeah, I just... Everything's gone blank. I'm having one of those days. I've always thought if I ever
big,
went on
fat, ugly
show,
twat up front, didn't do anything.
Cameron Jones still there? Grant Holt left a while ago.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Big the banter train's out.
Ricky's still on loan, so...
Ding, 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 ding.
Big fat ugly cunt didn't do anything up front. I was having a nightmare. I'm going to take my glasses off.
Jesus Christ, you're ugly. Right, you've got like 10 more seconds because this is shit.
I've only got three.
You have. You're going to go, ah!
Yeah, of course I am, I know. No, I need more than 10 seconds.
10.
No.
9.
No.
20.
So Michael Turner's on loan still. Oh my God, this is embarrassing. Big ugly.
Another text message, who's that from?
It's the same text message, you haven't read it.
Do you think it's urgent?
I don't know why I've just looked at my phone as if that would tell me.
Oh, this is shit. Come on, you've got to do better than this.
I have got to do better than this. This is doing my...
This is like me doing it. And you're the actual journalist. You're the professional, clever man. I'm just a knob who shouts a lot and pretends to know what he's talking about.
Bennett's on loan as well. Oh, my... No, this is embarrassing.
You sure you're giving up?
No.
See, that? Can I just say that sums up Dan Brigham in a little thing? It's, I don't know what I'm doing. You give up? No. He's really, really, really dedicated to his craft.
On loan.
We did loans.
Yeah, we did loans. I got them.
You're good at that.
Yeah, I got the loans. Mm. See, once they're gone, I just forget about them. Now, I'm usually quite good at this old nerdy crap. Bradley Johnson. How many midfielders?
One.
Yeah?
One. No, not including Bradley Johnson's, two including Bradley Johnson.
No, I give up.
You give up?
Yeah.
Right, Luciano Becchio went.
Was that only this year?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it? Mark Bunn.
Where'd he go?
He went to Belgrado. Callan McFadden.
Is he gone?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you know who he plays for now?
No.
It's incredible. He's like got the best job in the bloody world for me.
Right.
Guess where he plays?
Sydney or something.
No,
like that?
Better than that. I think it was the best place. Who's the most magical place in the world?
Disneyland. He plays for Disneyland?
He plays for Orlando Pirates.
Does he?
Yeah.
Who does, sorry?
Kyle. He follows me on Twitter. I spoke to him a couple of times.
Who does?
Kyle Callan McFadden.
I didn't know he'd gone.
Yeah, he went. Jeez. Didn't want him anymore. We did decent play. He was captain in the Irish under 21s but he's doing really well over there.
Oh well, fantastic. Well done him.
Yeah, I might tweet him actually and say come listen to the podcast because we give you nice.
I forgot who he was.
Carlos Quehella.
Was he's
Quehella the player?
Him? He wasn't on loan.
No, he went. We signed him. He was. We bought him.
That's
free agent released.
Yeah, thinking of, but
Javier Garrido.
that's the embarrassing.
Cameron McGeehan.
Me. Yeah.
And Ingazi Miguel and Bradley John.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm less embarrassed now.
You think?
Yeah.
You didn't get Becchio, you didn't get
Garrido. Yeah, Becchio, I thought it was ages ago. Garrido's one that's annoying.
Guess where he went to?
Garrido?
Yeah. Las Palmas.
You didn't give me a chance. I was about to get that.
Oh, I know what we should do.
What?
You know when we, you know that thing we do?
What the? Norwich City Games, a Carrow Road, and
somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away. Fucking get on with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fucking get on with it because fucking Vincent Price. So,
sure, yeah.
It is Vincent Price.
So Christopher Lee yes. On the show with Vincent Price about Edward Scissorhands.
That's my Vincent Price impression.
Yes. Mm.
So what we got? Who we got next? Oh, it's got to be one of the small teams. We've played all the big ones now. It must be someone's easy. 3 points coming up.
You know who we've got next, John.
And now we got a joke. I'm doing a penny
John's
funny.
John's doing a joke. John's doing a joke.
Wave your hands, everyone. So, Man United away. What are we going to get out of that? A spanking? A tanking? Or a 1-0 thanking?
I don't know. It's so hard to predict, isn't it?
I want a sweetie, by the way. Have you got any sweeties?
No, they gave me ulcers. it's so hard to predict how Man United are going to play because... I mean, they're what 6 points off top, and yet they've been.
what?
Little burp. they're 6 points.
I like that. You went little burp.
they're 6 points off top.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep.
And yet they, the impression is Van Gaal's under massive pressure, which obviously going out of Europe doesn't help.
Under what?
Massive pressure.
Okay.
And and the sort of feeling is they've been crap.
I've got a feeling.
And the worst thing about it is Norwich fans are going to United expecting us to maybe draw a win, which is not. And if we don't, that's going to be seen as a negative, which is a bit of a dangerous place to be.
What's the most negative thing you've ever done?
Most negative thing I've ever done?
Look at me like you are right now, probably.
The most negative thing I've ever done. I don't know. Set?
You're about to say set something on fire.
Science joke here, yeah, but negative and positive. But my science isn't in my forte, and neither are jokes.
What's the best thing about Chris Hughton? What's the difference between Chris Hughton and a battery?
I don't know, John. What's the difference? What's the best?
A battery's got a positive side.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I think we're going to win at Old Trafford.
Yeah, this is the danger, though, isn't it? Because people are almost expecting that. And if we don't draw a win at Manchester United at Old Trafford, there are going to be people moaning again. You can understand, because United have been a bit poo and lost to Bournemouth at the weekend.
Who hasn't?
Although I would... Would you just keep the same team?
Yes.
Same sort of setup?
Yes, I would.
Because Bournemouth counterattacked and worked very well, so I'd stick with Jerome, Bredman and Brady.
Just because of what Jerome brings to the side, I know he shouldn't be missing those chances. I mean, if he does it again, I don't think he'll start again for quite a while. I don't think, what are the chances? I think by then, it'll probably be January, we might get another striker, like Zaza.
Yeah.
Is he a striker?
Yes, he is a striker.
I don't know. I know nothing about. What are you looking for? Have you written notes?
I just, and Sebastian Haller.
Why have you put John and Dan in a little heart on that piece of paper? No, I think
a scrotum, not a heart.
All right, okay. That's even worse. I think that we're going to sign a fucking amazing player in January.
No, we're not.
We are.
Who?
Zaza. Is he a striker?
Yes.
All right. It's him.
He's the guy who hasn't been getting in the Juventus team, and he's been linked with us and...
Arsenal. You're looking at your notes.
And Palace in Watford.
Apparently. Oh, for fuck's sake. You're joking me. He's not good. Don't want him.
24. He's quite little. And we've also...
Little? No, don't want him.
We've also been linked with Sebastian Haller at Utrecht.
Now, he looks a fucker. I YouTubed him.
Did you?
He looks like he knows what to do with a ball.
He scored a lot of goals in the Dutch league.
They call him the new...
Ricky van Wolfswinkel.
Yes. They call him the new Thierry Henry.
Do they?
And they call Thierry Henry the old Thierry Henry.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they call Thierry Henry's dad...
Yeah.
Mr. Henry.
Mr. Henry.
We can stop looking at your notes and saying,
No, I was just avoiding eye contact after that little weird ramble.
Sorry.
Abicot.
So we are... we seem to be in for strikers. And yep. I wouldn't be surprised if we're in for transfer people in defence. As Neil said last week, we've already put calls in, haven't we?
Yep.
Would you rather have a 12 million striker or a 12 million defender?
I would rather have a 12 million striker.
Interesting.
Do you know why?
Do tell.
They go up in price.
Only if they do well.
Well, 12 million, you're not going to get much change from that. Am I right or not?
What does that mean?
Am I right or not? Say yes or no.
No, I'm not answering that question.
That is the sort of shit that happened at the fans forum.
Right.
Isn't it?
I'm
changing the subject completely. Am I right or not? Well, yeah, but that's not what you were talking about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, thank you very much. And sat down. Any other questions, please?
I'd rather have a defender.
Why?
Because we've been making so many individual errors at the back, and that's really cost us. Whereas back to our natural attacking game, we've created enough chances, I think, for us to, you know, score one or two goals a game. But at the moment, we're needing to score sort of two or three goals per game because of the individual errors at the back.
Yeah, but that's individual errors, isn't it? You can't control them.
Yeah, but if you've got a good defender in who doesn't make individual errors, that cuts it out, doesn't it?
Talking of cutting out, tell me what you think about our latest defence.
Oh,
mistakes.
What?
Our latest defence and their mistakes. Just talk about that for a minute.
Why, what are you doing?
Go on.
What are you doing?
Okay.
You're a dick, aren't you?
Yeah. I think people have had enough listening to us talking for 1 week.
Maybe, but quick one on Leicester.
What?
What?
You can't just
top of the fucking league.
Yeah, but you can't. Oh, quick one on Leicester. Like I was. Oh, yeah. You should bring that in.
It feels like we should broaden our horizons outside of North.
We don't have any horizons, let alone broadening them.
Would you like to see Leicester win the league?
Or yes.
Would there be a bit of jealousy? You think, oh, that could
no.
Be
I know. I'm not. You always get. I got a better phone than you because you've got a new phone for the first time in 20 years. You've gone from a Nokia 3310 to a iPhone 6S. You don't know how to work it. Yeah. But apart from that, you go, I've got a better phone than you. Every 10 seconds. And I'm not a jealous person.
Yes, you are.
I am really jealous. Can't touch
it. Would be great if they won it, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Even though Jamie Vardy is a big, horrible racist, it would be great.
Let it go.
And do you know what's going to happen? They're not going to lose any of their best players in January, as we predicted at the start of the season, because they're top of the fucking league. And they've got enough money to splat. They're not even going to win the have a chance to win the Premier League again. So just buy a couple of good, you know, spend 12, 16 million on a striking backup and a defensive backup and have the best shot they can. Because if they lose Vardy and Mahrez at the moment, that's their season done. But if they've got, you know, a decent striker who they can bring in, who's better than Ujoa, then there's every chance they can keep up there towards the end of the season. Although I suppose it may flip on its head when suddenly they realise they've got a chance of winning the Premier League and the mentality changes entirely, like it did for Norwich in 92-93.
You do go on a bit, don't you? Now, what I was going to say to that is that I forgot because you went on for so long. I had something
that's
when you
weren't fucking saying.
I was. No, because I was trying to, because you went.
Go on, say something intelligent.
I was going to say. I can't remember. It was a really good point as well.
But it wasn't.
It was actually. It's one of my few points that I thought, actually, that's really good. I'm going to say that. Uh-huh. 15 minutes later, you're going about Norwich 92-93 season. It's gone.
Well, that is genuinely the closest comparison.
It is. I agree.
To what Leicester have done this season.
Yeah, well, we didn't really have like a player like Jamie Vardy, though, did we?
Yeah, but Vardy hardly got in the team.
True or false? Did we have a player like Jamie Vardy?
Well, we bought Efanikuku.
So Efanikuku is racist. There we go. You've admitted it, finally. I knew you would do it in the end.
This is even more unlikely than Norwich, because we'd come fourth and fifth in the last six previous seasons, whereas Leicester have come from nowhere.
They haven't, they?
But we can't play like them. As Alex now explained, we just don't have the pace in the side. Drop deep, defend in our own half, and then whack it over the top and chase it down, which they've got the 5 of the 10 quickest players in the Premier League playing for them, Leicester have. We can't play.
And they've
like
also
them.
Got 2 of the slowest.
Is that right? Or you just made that up?
I made it up. It sounds really good. Yeah. How come, Dan, when you say some bullshit fact that you just said, oh, yeah, they've got the 5 quickest players in the league, actually. Yeah, they have, yeah. I go, yeah, they have. I agree. And I say something intelligent, and you go, you made that up. Yes, I did make it up. But it doesn't matter, because I was trying.
You're trying your best.
I tried. Yeah. And they also have, they have Schmeichel in goal, yes or no?
Yeah. And
Thank you. I love doing that.
Petulant.
I love doing that. It means not. Well, people do that to me quite a bit on Twitter.
What's that?
They just say something at me, like, oh, yeah, but that's not what my point was. They go, yeah, well, they haven't they? They've got a striker up front, haven't they? Yeah, well, there you go. So I can do that all the time. Uh-huh. I like it. That's it. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. It's been really good. Now,
first half was good. Opposite of Norwich's performance. Really,
classic banter.
Gary Hooper scored as well, didn't he? Came off the bench.
Did he score?
In the first.
Actually, give us an update of the Ipswich score right now.
I don't know. You've got both laptops.
I know, because I need them to do.
And also, by the time it comes out, it's all finished, won't it?
Yeah, but people go, oh, this is live. We know what the time was. I'm going to search for them. You talk. You do start doing your like.
No, look, just move on. This is ridiculous.
Will they, won't they? Shit.
Yeah.
What's this called, by the way? I always forget. Will they, won't they? When they, did they? Who they?
Will happen, won't happen.
Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Bye, everyone. Are you ready, Dan?
I'm ready for it, man.
Okay, here we go.
Well, Norwich were all set to sign Simone Cesar, but then John Ruddy punched him.
Punched.
Wes Houlihan couldn't decide between Cocoa Pops and Sugar Puffs, so John Ruddy punched him. Ryan Bennett was digging a hole to push people in, but couldn't finish because John Ruddy punched him.
He's getting higher.
John Ruddy looked in the mirror, so John Ruddy punched him.
Hooray! Punching jokes, because everyone loves to be punched. This could be the last one of the year. Will it be? Oh my God! No, it won't be, because we'll be back next week.
Next week for a Christmas special.
Who's special at Christmas? Everyone
Jesus.
Is.
Oh, what? Oh,
yeah, Jesus,
I am, you are. Everyone listening is.
God bless us, everyone.
Bye.
Music's still going. Should we carry on?
Yes.
Oh, shit, it stopped. Wait.
Knob of the day.
I feel better now.
Knob of the day. Aviva!